broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use for April the 12th in the year of our Lord, 2017. Hour number two continues. The goal, to promote God, family, and country, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to do it all with a peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth in mind. We don't want to have harm to anybody, anywhere. We want to have a peaceful, humble foreign policy. We want to have a hardcore defense of the freest country on the face of the earth. We want to export the Constitution to all nations free, so they have a blueprint for liberty as well. Welcome to our broadcast. Hopefully it'll be educational and entertaining. The Masquerade of School Choice, A Parent's Story. Valerie Strauss writes the piece, and it's got some interesting tidbits that we want to highlight for you, Kurt.
Well, yeah, Sam, and, you know, as Chuck Carter and others taught us in the early days of our, I guess you could say, exploration into the media, you pretty much got to read these stories upside down. This is a Washington Post piece.
And we don't really mean turn the page upside down, Kurt.
No, that's right.
What we really mean is read the paragraphs at the end first.
That's right. Good point. And so you can find this lady's twist on this whole thing pretty much when you look at the final two sentences. So it says, don't let school choice trick you. The best way to provide quality across social class, race, and ethnicity is to invest in public schools. So,
in other words, the whole story,
that's right,
in my opinion, starts out talking about the masquerade of school choice, and then in the end it says we really need to promote government schools. And in the middle of the article, she basically talks about how, you know, school choice is nothing but racism. It is nothing but a hatred hidden under the guise of greater education. And she tells you how it's not really greater education at all. And it really is this racist scenario on steroids. And then she goes and tells you about this blonde-haired, blue-eyed, white mother who has, I guess, a very dark-skinned Latino daughter, right? And she gives this scenario about this and basically says, you know, I went to a school and it was a Hispanic-type school or educational focus with classes and everything, and they talked about Spanish, and they said, you know what, there's some Ivy League people that go to this school, but we think we can make room for your daughter. No problem. What we don't need, she says, the principal said, is more Mexicans here. So she whipped out a photo of her Latino Mexican daughter or whatever, and well, it created an awkward lull in the conversation, and she knew this would not be a good fit for her daughter. And so they have this case study scenario of this idea that really anytime you give someone choice in school, Kurt, is racist. And anytime you give people a choice in whether to keep their baby or adopt their baby or keep babies alive, that's like hatred towards women. You just can't win with these choice folks, Kurt. But anyway, the story's fascinating, and it documents, in my opinion, nothing but peddling fake news with a racist, hostile agenda, Kurt.
Well, that's right, Sam. And if you look a little deeper, you know, this, for example, this Valerie lady's writing this story about this lady named Patricia McCord. Dale, it's kind of a big old long name. She happens to be a PhD and at the University of Arizona. That's based in Tucson, Arizona, by the way, Sam. And she's a PhD professor of what's called gender and women's studies. And her research interests include gender and sexuality, women and girls in science and math, gender in educational, employment, and family settings, you know. But the bottom line is, this is a, well, it's a definitely a biased piece. Just like if we wrote it, it would be all turned around and say, here's the solutions for, you know, true education, and they would include simply private education. They would have the government out of the mix, and there might still be some instances where somebody was upset because their little boy or their little girl or their little whatever they chose to call them didn't get the preferred spot. But that's the way it is in life, Sam. You don't always get everything perfect for you. And this story, you know, it just doesn't fit that whole part into the thing about the fact is, well, everything's not always perfect for everybody. And no matter what we do in our society, we're not going to always be able to give everybody everything. You know,
well, let's break things down a little bit. You know, yeah. I am against racism, Kurt, and I know they call me a racist, and I just think they flat out lie. They peddle fake news right. against me because I stand for traditional values, and, you know, I stand for proper roles between men and women, and I say that they're not, you know, destructionary or divisionary roles, but they're complementary, and, you know, they just don't know how to handle our narrative, Kurt, because we're not Republican, we're not Democrat, we're not Libertarian. We stand by the Constitution, then they like to malign us and say we're like the Founding Fathers, we're evil and backwards, and we want slavery and racism, and they just lie beyond imagination. Well, anyway, the reason I bring this all up is to say, you know, my narrative on this story is not going to be pleasant to these folks neither, Kurt. And here's my narrative. I'm against racism of any kind, but you know what? We don't have the thought police in America, Kurt, and if somebody wants to be a racist... And wants to, if that principal wants to say, you know what, we don't want no Mexican, black, or, you know, brown people here. We don't want any dark people here. Now, I think that guy's totally out of line. I think he's nuts on parade. I think he's crazy. I think he's forgot the simple principle that we're all God's children. And he loves those who obey him. Okay, but nevertheless, this guy can have that attitude if he wants, Kurt. This is America, and I don't agree with him at all. But I support his right to think and be, you know, believe that way if he chooses. I think it's abhorrible. Or abhorrent, I'm sorry, but deplorable, abhorrent, but I will accept that he can do that if he wants to. And if she feels like this is not the place for me to send my kid, then fine. Don't send your kid there. And if she wants to start a school that says, you know what, we love, you know, the melting pot of multiple races at our school, then by all means, ma'am, start her up, have a good time, get it done, create your own institution and promote what you want. And if I want a guns-toting school, then I'll, you know what, I'll sign up, you know, right to keep and bear arms education 101 kind of thing or whatever. All I'm telling you is there's room for us all in America, and we can agree to disagree. And I support their right to do this, even though I think it's wrong. Now, then they would say, well, Sam, not with government funding. And I would respond and say, that's exactly right, not with government funding. Don't do any of your agenda with my dollars. And so even though I would... reject this guy's view, let him do what he wants. Just don't give him my money to do it. Don't give him government money. And so there's two issues here. One, the freedom to choose as you will, and the freedom to believe and say and think as you want, even if we disagree with that, even if we find it horrible. But secondly, though, we shouldn't be funding this with tax dollars is the real problem. And that's why when people promote these school choice opportunities, I cringe because I say eventually this is going to go wrong. Eventually, good people are going to be doing good things, but they're going to be tied to that carrot, that money the federal government gives. And then they're going to be subject to the dictates of the funder. In other words, the sugar daddy isn't always full of sugar. Now, they say in the good news piece of this is they say that Donald Trump or President Trump and Education Secretary Betsy DeVos say their primary focus in education policy is... to expand school choice. And I agree with that in general, because it's better than no choice, Kurt. But it's not as good as what I want for the points that I brought up, that it's concerning. And at some point they'll say, well, Sam, you can't teach that there should be one man, one woman marriages when you're getting funding from the government. Sam, you can't teach that there should be abstinence until marriage. That any sexual relationship outside of a one man, one woman, legal and lawful marriage is wrong, is sin. You can't teach that, Sam. And so then we'd have to part ways. The problem is once you're hooked on the money, it's very hard to part ways. And so what happens is people end up caving on key principles. But you know what? I would say this. If we're going to have to waste choice versus no choice, I pick choice. And this was the mainstream press's attack on Donald Trump and Betsy DeVos. because they want school choice, and this is their way of calling it evil. And I would simply say to you, ladies and gentlemen, remember, when you have government schools, it's the 10 plank of the Communist Manifesto in action. When you back compulsory education, using the point of a government gun to look at somebody and say, we're going to take your money to educate kids, it's a moral imperative, we've got to do, you're wrong. You're violating all kinds of the 10 commandments, thou shalt not steal, right on down. And so this story is interesting. We'll see if Kurt has any other tidbits on this piece when we get back. But it's important to understand that President Donald Trump's goal, and I commend him for this, and Betsy DeVos, Education Secretary's goal, and I commend her for this, is to create more choice in education. That's good news. You got to stand for what's right, folks, every time.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So Kurt doesn't have more information on this school choice thing, except for it's important to understand, even if you're concerned about school choice, it's better to have choice with education than no choice. Now, the money's a different discussion, and I guess if we're going to dismantle it, oftentimes the piecemeal approach is the answer, at least to get something done. Oftentimes they say if you go for the whole enchilada, you're rarely successful. And so even though that's frustrating to me, I get it. And the point's well taken. At least Donald Trump and DeVos, education secretary, want choice. And I think we need to have more choice. That's for sure. Including the ability to not pay for government schools and or abortions. And I guess Mrs. DeVos went to a school that's unusual, Kurt.
Well, yeah, and I don't know why, but I missed this story when it came out. It was
a who does Valerie Strauss write for, Kurt?
Washington Post. And so I don't know why I missed it, but, I did.
In all fairness, Valerie Strauss wrote the other piece, too, The Masquerade of School Choice, which she kind of had a pretty negative agenda on that one. Maybe she can redeem herself in this one, huh, Kurt?
I don't think so.
It's the Washington Post?
But at least they're bringing up that they went there. Because down in her article on this one, way down in here, she says She says, the evidence overwhelmingly shows that vouchers don't help kids. And as Betsy DeVos learned when she spent $5 million to push a private voucher ballot measure in Michigan, voters overwhelmingly oppose these efforts. Now, I would simply say, when we saw it happen here in Utah, Sam, there was one guy, pretty much the guy from Overstock.com, that put in like $3 million, and that it was a squeaker vote. It wasn't an overwhelmingly opposed issue, and I believe if people really got the picture, and remember the media, typically the mainstream, the big media is typically in the pocket of the big unions, which of course you got the school, the public school, the unions and all that kind of stuff. You've got that standard system that's been around for a long time that is funding, you know, those things. And she just goes on to say, so it's sad that, and remember, this is way the last paragraph of her article, but it tells you her twist. She says, so it's sad that rather than listening to the public they are sworn to represent and who have a deep connection to public schools, Trump and DeVos's first official joint trip is to a religious school, which they use as a backdrop for their ideological crusade. Instead of lifting up a great public school, or we would say government school in Orlando, such as the Evans Community School, which focuses on the well-being of children by offering health and dental care, a food bank, free meals, and after-school programs and education programs for families, Trump is in Florida to push school choice and a backdoor voucher proposal as a way to turn education into a commodity, she says. So all I can say is, you know, their twist is not an unbiased one. You know, it's like the Fox News boys that say, we report, you decide. And not, it's so far from the truth, and it so much highlights the way you've taught us for a long time, Sam, about he who owns the media makes the rules. But hats off to Trump and DeVos for at least highlighting that, you know, religious schools where they talk about God and, you know, and that kind of thing can actually be a great choice.
Well, and would be okay with the Washington Post and Valerie Strauss if they had reported fairly. What our problem with it is, you know, she backs government school big time, as you can tell. I mean, she's in the tank for government school. And it'd be interesting to trace the funding of government educators and unions on the Washington Post's budget and stuff like that, or Valerie's support to these unions and government schools, etc. But instead of being fair about choice, instead of being happy that Donald, you know, is going to see an educational institution or whatever, they're just all negative. I mean, how dare you promote a religious school or talk about one instead of a government school? And see, to them, they don't want any choice. They don't want any options in school. They just want government school, and they want to force that down our throats. My problem is, you're welcome to have whatever school you want. Whatever school you want, you can have under one condition: that you don't rape my wallet to get it. Right? So, Valerie Strauss, I know you're totally in the tank for government school, the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto. I get it. The problem with your plan is you want to force me into your plan, into your dragnet of no choice. I don't want to force you into my plan. I don't want you to pay a penny for my kids in school, ever. That's the difference. We're for freedom and choice, and they're not. And I'm fine if she wants to go her way and I go my way. What I'm not fine with is she wants to force me to go her way.
Well, check out these two paragraphs in the meat or in the body of her story. Trump, she says, is the first sitting president to visit a Catholic school since Ronald Reagan visited. And then she tells you which one and everywhere, you know, about it. The next paragraph says this: Barack Obama visited a Catholic school, St. Columbanus. Does that match up? So she first said Trump's the first sitting president since Reagan to visit a Catholic school. And then right in the next paragraph, she says, Barack Obama.
Well, maybe she
Catholic
says that,
school.
Kirk, because she knows that Barack wasn't a real president. He was unconstitutionally there, and so he doesn't count. Maybe that's her take.
Okay. I just
maybe
don't
she knows
get
he
it,
was
you know?
Probably here illegally, or we don't have a valid birth certificate on the guy, and that, you know, maybe she understands all that. I'm just teasing.
Not smart enough to figure out
the fact
lady.
Is it's
mean,
strange.
You know,
but again, there you know, go on their fact checking, Kurt, peddling fake news everywhere. Which part is fake news? The first paragraph or the second paragraph?
Good point. Yeah.
But again, you know what? They double down on this hate, you know, filled view. Instead of talking about what, and this is the interesting piece, if Donald and Betsy went to a school, Kurt, and it's big news, what did they do there? What did they accomplish? What was the purpose? We're so caught up in the rejection of religious or Catholic schools in the favor of government schools and so against choice. What do they even do there? Do we even know?
Well, one of the issues is they both, by the way, own homes in Florida, and this is in Florida. And Florida also basically has one of the biggest school choice systems in America.
In the country, Florida and Arizona, yeah. I think the two biggest states, Kurt.
That's right. And, of course, in those places, you know, they want to highlight them, and I think it's smart to highlight something that works, or at least works better than, you know, what we've seen. That down in Florida, they call it the Florida Tax Credit Scholarship. That's the program they call it, which offers tax incentives for individuals and corporations to donate money to organizations that provide, quote, scholarships for private and religious school tuition and other educational expenses. Supporters say such programs help students from low-income families attend private schools, while critics, which I wish this lady would say, which I am one, but she doesn't because she's not open and transparent.
Oh, no, she's above the news, Kurt. She's just a reporter. The who, what, when, where, why of a story.
Well, critics say they are privatizing public education, offer the public no accountability, and violate the constitutional tenet of separation of church and state.
But you're violating the thou shalt not steal idea. And you're forcing me to pay for it. Now, we don't need government accountability if government's not involved, Kurt.
And then she throws this little zinger in. Okay, this is why you're supposed to be against this kind of school choice. She says, incidentally, Trump and DeVos, both billionaires, own homes in Florida. You know, so in other words,
this is really,
you know,
to promote
they can't
the elite.
Be of any good. Yeah.
You're not one of them, therefore you don't really resonate with them at all. You can't be together on this issue for obvious.
This is a class struggle kind of thing.
That's right, for obvious reasons. Not only is it racist, but it's the elite, it's the rich against us. And you're not part of that, right? I mean, after all, how stupid would you be if you fell for Trump DeVos's lie on... See, that's where she's going. And I find it more than disingenuous. I find it dishonest fake news reporting. It's not fake news. It's factual. They have homes there. It's factual. They're both millionaires. I get it. But the rest are billionaires. Okay. But the fact is they're baked in lies all through that story. I'll tell you what it really means that he's visiting a Catholic school. He wants people to be able to consider religion for their educational opportunities. And good on him for that. This is the Roundtable Live. Want to find some gold?
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. With all the government and media outrage blaming Syria for an attack on its own people, which was actually done by U.S.-backed rebels, recently declassified CIA documents and interviews with former intelligence officials confirm that the U.S. knew about and provided Saddam Hussein chemical weapons. As Foreign Policy magazine has been pointing out, these were used on the Iranian military. Thousands died. Reactions continue to the resignation of Alabama Governor Robert Bentley. He was allowed to resign rather than face impeachment over lying about his inappropriate sexual liaison with a senior political advisor. Governor Bentley then used intimidation tactics deployed state law enforcement officials in an effort to cover it up, even tried to charge his top law enforcement officer with a false crime as a penalty for blowing the whistle on him. He made a plea agreement admitting to certain campaign finance violations rather than be convicted on sexual charges. It was a stunning downfall for a governor who campaigned against Christians and family values. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
Audio Compass is the perfect software solution for remote broadcasting. Consider Audio Compass for sporting events, talk show hosts, sound bites from the field, and more. Allow Audio Compass to transfer low-delay, crystal-clear audio over the Internet. AudioCompass.com. Complete, accurate information has always been hard to find. For news the networks refuse to use anytime, anywhere, click to LibertyNewsDaily.com or sign up to get Liberty News delivered directly to your email, LibertyNewsDaily.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation. And we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, this guy's name is Roger Simmermaker. He's an author. Who does he write for, Kurt?
This is a WorldNet daily piece.
WND.com, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
By the way, it's a brilliant article, if you ask my humble opinion. Kurt?
Yeah, and, you know, he talks about basically this kind of idea that how you're going to get rid of the national debt, basically, is what he wants to bring
Man, that'd be a great idea, wouldn't it?
Well, you know, his headline, One Way to Make National Debt Vanish. Now, you know, I was thinking when I first saw the headline, I was thinking about our buddy years ago that ran for president. He said he was just going to do one big coin and pay off the Federal Reserve, you know. But in his case, he says, want to get rid of our burgeoning national debt, then get rid of free trade and the resulting trade deficits that created it. And, you know, he does spend a good amount of time, you know, basically making his case. He talks about how in 2015 we paid almost $230 billion in interest on our national debt. I suppose that's up since then. He says, you know, he quotes Gus R. Stelzer. I didn't know who the guy was, but he says he's the former senior executive of General Motors. He retired back in 76. He was the author of The Nightmare of Camelot, where he says, quote, state and local agencies are proposing new taxes to make up for the shortfall of revenue created by trade deficits. You know, and you see this kind of thing that, in my opinion, what you have is the world elites, the kingmen kind of guys who wanted to bring America's economy and society down and kind of bring up the rest in hopes that, hey, on the way, they just make more and more money. But this guy points out the fact that, free trade, you know, this kind that's not equal between countries it hurts people. He even quotes Andrew Jackson, Sam. I don't know if you, I mean, he's one of my favorite presidents. He said, a careful tariff is much wanted to pay our national debt and afford us the means of that defense within ourselves on which the safety and liberty of the country depend. Huh. Pretty good stuff from the WorldNet Daily writer, Mr. Simmermaker, is it? Roger Simmermaker,
doing a great job. Yeah. And I really think if you want to get rid of our burgeoning national debt, then get rid of free trade and the trade deficits that created it in the first place.
Good point.
Wow. In my opinion, that's critical to understand. Now, I think that we got a problem with Social Security and other things, but I will agree. And hopefully Donald's going to do that. But Donald talked big, and I don't see a whole lot of walk where the talk is, Kurt. I don't see any real.
You know, lately I saw one report where he was hanging out with the Chinese president, and he said, hey, for us to make a good trade deal with you, you need to kind of take care of that whole North Korea deal. You know, so he's working on making deals, and you know, all I can say is compared to the guys that we've had in the past making deals with other countries, well, Mr. Trump, the president, is a breath of fresh air. Now I'm not saying he's perfect, but you know, the other guys all seem to sell the farm, sell America right out, and just give away everything.
Now, Kurt, I don't know how you can do this since you're a racist and all, but, you know, you never cease to amaze me. The next story is by a guy named Joe Vasquez, right, Kurt? And, you know, I assume that it's a Latino writing the article. Right?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it could be.
But let Joe take you down to gold country, huh, Kurt?
Well, yeah, and I was trying to find this one for sure, but
headline says storm runoff in California gold country exposing new mother lode. So Kurt, Joe Vasquez is going to tell you how to go get the gold in Cali. So, you know, you need to leave your family and leave your women and just go for the gold, buddy. Isn't that what they did in the gold rush days? They just left family and home and hearth and just went crazy for gold. And common sense folks were saying, don't do this. Don't do it.
Now, you're a Californian anyway, Sam, so you know more about this, you know, whole California thing. KPIX Channel 5 down there reported this. There's some county called Toulumne. I don't know how you say that, but it's the town's called Jamestown. And they say weeks of rainy weather, they've triggered a new gold rush. One miner down there, Gary Thomas, said he always finds at least a little gold here on his property near Jamestown in this Toulumne County, whatever that is. But this year, he says, there's so much more runoff than normal, and it's shaking the gold from these hills. Almost makes you want to head to California. They say the known gold digs were washed out, trees uprooted, and the landscape eroded. The runoffs have also removed gold out of the old abandoned mines and sent it down the river. Yeah, I mean, it's a whole different story than going up the river. It's going to bring down more gold. It's going to bring up new areas that I never got to. This guy runs tour groups through his property and said now is the optimum time for gold hunting because the storms have just finished churning the landscape. Now, our buddies at the Bureau of Land
By the way, before you go to the BLM, just so you know, this is near Modesto, California, about 38 miles away, and it's not too far from Stockton, California, about 48 miles away. Now, the nearest city with population of 1 million plus is Los Angeles, 290 miles away. So it's Northern California.
Yeah.
It's by Sonora, California. That's 1.6 miles away. Anyway, a bunch of places you probably don't know, but
Yeah, anyway, but you know the area, you know, and might be a great place to have like a CSPOA event, you know, then you could say, hey, as part of the event, we're going to go out and look for gold. But anyway, officials at the Bureau of Land Management, an unconstitutional agency, I might add, that shouldn't even be there. But anyway, they said the erosion concentrates the gold by removing the lighter rock and soil. You may be wondering, by the way, if this reporter found any during our time here. We did find some fine flakes of what they call flower gold, and it was found more quickly than normal in just a couple of panning sessions. Eureka is what that guy said. That's hard to do, but not as hard this year, now that it says Mother Nature has shaken up the mother lode. So anyway, there you go, a little gold story out of California.
And I don't think Kurt Crosby's getting gold fever, though. As far as I can tell, he still stands on the street corner selling honey. So,
Yeah. Sweet. You know what I mean?
Don't you want to just dump all that, Kurt, and go for the gold? I mean, just think what you could have and be.
I might go sell some of the gold miners a little honey, you know, or something like that. Or we could ship them some, you know, because we
there
could.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Anyway, kind of interesting, though. They're always looking for the gold, always thinking that there's just the mother lode right around the next corner. And all I'm telling you is when you obey the commandments of God, you prosper and you do well. You may not just be super rich, but you things tend to work out, Kurt. And when you don't obey the commandments of God, things just all go to a train wreck. And I would basically turn to God for my solutions way more than the mother lode of gold rush in them hills of Jamestown, California. I'll tell you that right now. So I'm not going, Kurt.
Well, there you go, Sam.
All right, Did you hear the fact about the CIA? Changes history on Assad's chemical weapons agreement, Kurt? Liberty News Daily with the piece.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Well, I guess to help, quote, justify the Trump missile attack on Syria, the CIA put out a quote statement claiming that the U.S. now assesses that Syria did not really honestly openly declare all of its chemical weapons programs. But folks, that's rather strange because, well, the U.S. government stated publicly that Syria had complied at the time that all the weapons were destroyed and gone, and they praised Syria. They had multinational inspectors confirm, supposedly. And it seems a little too convenient now to claim that Assad may not have given up all of his chemical weapons. Now, the government is thinking now this is what needs to have had to have happened since now Assad's using these chemical weapons. The problem is the charges have no evidence so far, Kurt. It's fake news.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, happy to have you along. What do you think of that, Kurt? That makes sense for the open?
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
99 bottles of beer on a wall. Now, you know, Christian men such as Sam and Kurt would reject that whole notion, right? You know, it reminds me of the song 99 bottles of beer on the wall. You take one down, you throw it away because we don't drink beer at all, right?
Yeah, good point.
Well, anyway, the headline. This lady named Pamela McClintock writes the article, Kurt, and the headline says this: A 50 Shades Cocktail, How Booze is Becoming the New Popcorn at Movie Theaters Across the Land. Did you see this?
Yep. You know, and it's, I mean, imagine you go to the theater and they're now installing bars that'll bring their profits up, I guess. But I guess New York won't do it yet. They say like you say, the 99 bottles of beer is kind of a good song for this story. But they say, forget popcorn and milk duds. Booze is the next step in cinema's fight against flagging attendance. I guess they'll have to have people drive people home from the movies. For decades, they say local and state laws prevented movie chains from offering alcoholic beverages in regular auditoriums. Only dine-in theaters could offer booze by securing a restaurant liquor license. It's always good when the government's going to offer up those licenses. While some high-end cinemas, they say, including the Landmark and Arclight in L.A., offered beer and wine in designated 21 and over auditoriums. During the past 2 years, 32 states have relaxed their laws, allowing theaters to serve alcohol in any auditorium. They say it's the fastest-growing amenity in our industry. That's what the... Senior VP Food and Beverage at AMC, Senior VP there, George Patterson, said, dollar for dollar, alcohol doesn't cannibalize candy, soda, or popcorn. If I put a bar in, I can almost guarantee my food and beverage revenue will go up. Over 70% of our guests are over the age of 21. I'd like to ask you
now,
this
Kurt,
question.
What
How
you need
do you
is
think
the
that
Ghostbuster.
Does for the world? Good point.
That's what you need to have. It'll calm you down on this story, Kurt.
You mean the Ghostbuster twist on the song 99 Bottles of Beer?
Well,
yeah.
I guess
the Ghostbuster is a certain kind of cocktail.
Yeah, that's why I say you just need the Ghostbuster, my friend.
They use vodka. Anyway.
They say it's been amazing, this liquor promotion. Now, here's what I find fascinating about this whole story, Kurt. They've got a pattern. If you want to see what happens when they put booze in places, just go look at your Chuck E. Cheese's.
Good point.
Okay, because Chuck E. Cheese has alcohol, and what happens is you have more brawls, more abuse, more sexual harassment at those places than ever. And so expect all that to happen in theaters. Expect more shootings, expect more brawls, more sexual harassments, more rapes, more weird stuff going on. They say it's the fastest growing amenity in our industry.
Yeah.
That's what George Patterson says. He's this VP food guy.
Yeah.
But you look at this and you go, man, Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
But they say just... the biggest theaters, AMC, Regal theaters, they're all not far behind. They're just battling to get the booze, Kurt.
Yeah, and that's one more reason why I won't be headed to the movies.
And you know who caused this, Kurt?
Let's see. The states?
The lobbying efforts of Broadway theaters.
Oh, yeah.
And so what happens is you and I go to the Broadway thinking we're supporting these family films, you know, or whatever. And then they bust out, and pretty soon they'll have alcohol on Broadway, and pretty soon the shows will turn more dark and more sexually laced, and, you know, there you go. See, then they even talk about Chuck E. Cheese in my story, Kurt, or in this story.
Yes, they do.
I brought it up not even knowing they talked about Chuck E. Cheese, but Chuck E. Cheese has the most hostile environment of any place. Birthday parties go off the rails, and I mean, it's just crazy. You go look, there's videos about brawls, and Chuck E. Cheese is in the news all the time with scandal.
Huh.
And it's just beyond imagination.
We used to like going there to Chuck E. Cheese. You know?
Well, that's because you go to a Utah one where half the people aren't drunk and stuff.
Yeah, good point.
Pretty soon they'll be grabbing women. And, I mean, it just gets crazy in there, Kurt. Brawling, fights. And it all is alcohol-driven, folks. Now, I'm not saying that government needs to prevent anybody from having alcohol, because I don't really think that's the answer either. But government does need to back societal, what do you want to say, morals, societal reality. Look, the more alcohol you have, the more gambling you have, the more of these, in my opinion, vice behaviors, the less stable and good society will be, the less focused on the family it'll be. So if you want to get rid of our, you know, you just don't have government fund this stuff. But anyway, they compare it to 50 Shades of Grey, too, Kurt, because that's the kind of movies that they're going to be showing at these alcohol-fueled theaters, too, right?
Well, it's a great point, Sam. And, you know, what we would recommend, ladies and gentlemen, just in case you're wondering, is we would recommend, hey, you find good movies to watch and participate in and support. And you would make your, I guess you could say, your feelings known to the owners of these places, that you would appreciate family-friendly atmosphere and not, alcohol-fueled, et cetera, places available. So anyway, you know, it's the old dollars that will make the difference, I believe. And so, support the good and, don't put your money to the bad.
But I'm not here to take away choices. I understand. I don't think government should be involved in all this. I don't think that, you know, I'm not here to say people can't sell alcohol in the theaters, but I'm telling you right now, what families ought to do is vote with their dollars, Kurt. And if a theater cranks up a bar, then in my opinion, all the families should leave. And if they lose enough business, they'll go away. And a perfect example of that is now Target's admitting they made a huge mistake, Kurt. The boycott's been so successful that even Target's blatantly admitting, wow, we were completely wrong on this one. And so that's good news.
Yeah, I saw that from the American Family Association. Good work by them. And, that was one of those boycotts, if you will, I guess you could say, or boycotts, buying at the places that you want to put your money to. And Target, made a wrong move there.
So I think
they were not on
Target admits it messed up is the headline from the AFA. According to the article, Mr. Cornell expressed frustration about how the bathroom policy was publicized without his permission or knowledge. So now the main guy over there is saying he didn't really agree with it. He wasn't kind of in the know about it. So he's kind of wimping out. But at the same time, he admits they messed up big time. And Target admits it messed up, says boycott self-inflicted. Well, my question is, that's great, but what are they going to do about it now, Kurt? Is Target backing off and saying we've changed our tune? Or are they just admitting this but staying with the course?
That's what it sounds like. You know, they're just kind of wishing nobody would have told everybody about it. That's what it sounds like.
Why double down in defense of the indefensible?
Good point. Why not stand for
Okay, so there's another headline from the AFA that says, Target CEO admits that policy announcement was a huge mistake. Good. Now, Target.
Now do something.
If you want to be humble and admit it's a mistake and change your course.
Yep.
I bet a lot of people would be willing to forgive and come back, Kurt.
Amen to that. Yeah, that's right.
What do you think? Would you?
Well, yeah.
Go back to Target?
I would. Now, you know, I'm going to still probably remember their, I'm going to watch them closely, but imagine if they came out and said, look, we recognize that America's foundation and the world's real safety lies in following God and His ways, and He has brought man and woman together, and we know there's two different, you know, kinds of people, man and woman, and we understand that. We're not going to force them to be together in the same bathroom. You know, I mean, you'd be on board with that.
And all they got to do is come out and say, you know, we realized this. We made a huge mistake. There was confusion on this. We tried to comply with Barack's law. We were afraid to get in trouble on one side. So now we're just going to have family bathrooms, and there'll be smaller bathrooms or whatever, and families can go into them, and we'll still have a boys' and a girls' bathroom or whatever. And those who feel like they are compromised can go to the family restrooms, and that's all fine.
Yeah.
Couldn't they just do that, Kurt?
Good point. They could, but they just don't seem to. So many times these big corporations, they just scared of
stuck
their
on stupid.
That's why I love places like Hobby Lobby and you know, Chick-fil-A, when they stand up and say, "Hey, we're not doing this kind of stuff, and here's where we stand."
Well, you ladies know, and gentlemen, when cool. when things are right, we support it. When things are wrong, we support it. So when the CEO and the Target chain backed this perverted policy, we rejected them. And we took part as big as anybody in the boycott. And now that it's been so successful, the CEO's admitted it's wrong. It's bogus. It didn't do any good. There's self-inflicted problems. Now it's time to come to the table for solutions, Target. And as soon as you do, we'll forgive you and we'll come back and be friends again. We'll give you a chance to change and repent. We believe in that principle. Yeah. But we'll watch you like a hawk.
That's right.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That's the good news success we end the hour with. Where's the mainstream press telling this tale? They seem to be missing in action, don't they, Kurt?
Amen to that. Yeah.
I mean, how come they're not around? They were big to tell you all about the boycott and how evil the Christians were. That's why you got to support news the networks refuse to use in a proper agenda based on conservative, family-oriented principles. Support the media that supports you, ladies and gentlemen. LibertyNewsDaily.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, and LibertyRoundtable.com. We need your support, including financial. Please, every penny will be used to take on the mainstream press and stand for what is right. Along with the grace of the Almighty, we the people declare we can and will restore America. This nation shall endure.